Following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Rebound yanked down by Deidre Ground. That'll be her seventh of the ball game. Baseball pass to the other end. Cheyenne Bitfield is double team. Kicks it out to Uden. She'll knock it down. Rebecca Uden.
Tonight, it's Monday Night Basketball as the Kennesaw Blue Devils battle the Giltner Hornets. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
She has it stripped away. And Kennesaw will have the basketball. 50 seconds to go, and Kennesaw's just going to hold it. It's over to Uden. You don't have to foul yet. But Uden has an open lane. She comes in. She lays it up and scores. Rebecca Uden took it right to the hole.
The Giltner boys remain unbeaten and ranked number one in Class D2, while the remaining squads are looking to put some wins together early in 2011. It's the Hornets and the Blue Devils coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kennesaw with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Kennesaw High School for continuing coverage of a Class D2, D1 basketball. Because Kennesaw is a D1 school, Giltner's D2, and they're darn good. They're ranked number one in the state of Nebraska at a perfect 12-0. While Kennesaw had a five-game winning streak snapped on Saturday night, they set at 7-5. Doug Gooden with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. In our girls' game tonight, Kennesaw jumped out to an 11-0 lead, filled it up to 15, only to see Giltner cut it down to 5, but that's as close as they could get as Kennesaw wins it 42-31. And we'll take a timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Starting lineups, as always, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. Making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice, your clear choice as the bank to count on is Five Points Bank. First off, the starting lineup for the Giltner Hornets. Number 4 is a 5'11" junior, Ethan Kreitz. Number 10 is a 5'10" senior, Sean Finley. Number 22 is a 6'1" senior, Luke Richards. Number 30 is a 6'4" junior in Drew Ott. And number 44 is a 6'2" junior in Trevor Poppin. The head coach of the Giltner Hornets is Matt Drew, assisted by Aaron Bellema. They are a perfect 12-0 on the season, ranked number 1 and number 2 in the differing papers. Hampton is the other team that's flip-flopped in there in the number 1 and number 2 positions. They're number 1 in the Lincoln, number 2 in the Omaha World Herald. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Number 23, 5'11" sophomore Tyler Schnitzler. Number 33, 5'11" sophomore Cole Kimley. Number 43, a 6-foot junior Zane Woodman. Number 51, a 6'3" junior, Justin Burr. And number 53, 6'2" senior, Cade Clark. Head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Jack Inram, assisted by Tom Budnick and Christian Cruz. They are 7-5 on the season. But the story for Kennesaw, all 7 wins coming to teams with losing records. and four of their five losses coming to teams with winning records, including the other loss to Luke City, a D1 team that they lost 2-1 in overtime. So it's been feast or famine, depending on the opponent. Kennesaw beats the sub-500s and has trouble with the teams that are above 500, but what a big win it would be at home tonight against these Giltner Hornets. And that's a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. Five Points Bank, the better bank, and we'll be back with the opening tip in a minute on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. As we are ready to go in the opening tip controlled by Drew Ott, the kid can really leap, and he just went right up and tapped that one away. And let's see what they do with the back pick to start things off. And late coming off the screen is going to be Zane Woodman. He completes the foul on number 22, Luke Richards, who will go the line just 9 seconds into the basketball game. Kent Ropers and crew, your three-man officials. Didn't see a lot of fouls in the girls' game, but never know if that changes here. The free throw is up and in. And 1-0, first point of the ball game from the line here for the Giltner Hornets, who have only had 2 games within 10 points this year. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Richards hits them both, and it's 2-0. Put on a little different-looking press here, kind of a 1-1-2-1. As they try to trap once they get across the timeline, but a good job here by Kennesaw to break the press. Then in the air, trying to make a pass. There's nobody to throw it to, and ends up in the hands of Richards, and Kennesaw turns it over. Giltner wants to run. Ott down the lane, puts up the little floater and scores. And Drew Ott quickly makes it 4-0 here in favor of the Hornets, just 30 seconds into the ball game, and now a little too much defense. Sean Finley gets the foul call just across the timeline. Giltner's second game of the year was a 10-point win over High Plains. And then some close games, a 5-point win over Cedar Valley, which is the Greeley Wallback Cedar Rapids. And then their closest game, the Holiday Tournament, they've handed Hartman Lutheran their only loss of the season, 52-50. Kennesaw basketball looking for their first shot here against this very tough matchup zone defense here by the Giltner Hornets. More of a man-to-man here. You just see guys switching out to get on the ball. Skip pass here. Ball knocked away. Maybe should have been a foul. There was a collision. It's knocked away. The steal is made to the other end. You will get a foul to send Sean Finley to the line. And right now, Giltner just faster than Kennesaw, quicker than Kennesaw as well. And, of course, so much success the last few years. Everybody thought it was the Nate Most show, but he had help, and now he's gone, and you've got some good quality athletes here. And Woodman gets his second foul, and we're not even a minute in. The free throw Finley is good. And Woodman staying in the ball game. So Coach Edmond says, well, going to have to keep you in there. And the second free throw is short, and Cade Clark will get the rebound. He can be a presence in the middle with all the varsity time he has had, but they've got to be able to get the ball to him first. And with it, Tyler Schnitzler out on the right wing. Guarded tonight by Sean Finley, the senior. They know how good that sophomore Schnitzler is. Skip back over to Tyler. Tyler trying to get inside the arc to the left elbow. Leaves it off in the corner for Woodman, and Woodman's going to be called for a travel. Kennesaw frustrated here, and especially Zane Woodman. He's called for 2 fouls and now a travel, and it comes back over to Giltner. A perfect 12-0. Kennesaw 7-5, and Giltner has jumped out to a 5-0 lead. 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Man-to-man defense, Kennesaw tried to get it to Ott. They threw it behind him, and it's saved in bounds, but Tyler Schnitzler grabs it, Giltner turns it over. Schnitzler gets up the floor, but Giltner catches up. Woodman in the corner wanted to get the three. Getting over there quickly, got a hand in his face. Finley, back door wide open, layup up and in for Justin Burr on the assist for Cade Clark. So there's some good ball movement by the Kennesaw Blue Devils. As up the floor, Drew Ott gets it quickly on the low post, kicks it back out to Poppin. Poppin's going to drive the lane. Scoop shot no good. Rebound brought down by Justin Burr. Up the floor, Schnitzler. Schnitzler to the right elbow. Comes over to the left side, still dribbling around. Guarded up there again by Luke Richards now. Trying to get free, and really Kennesaw almost playing a box and one on the young man because there's always two guys on Schnitzler. But again, for Giltner to be 12-0, they're only averaging 48 points a game, which is just incredible. You think of a team that averages 48 points a game, you're thinking of a team that might be just above 500. Burr on the inbound fadeaway jumper, no good. The ball is slammed to the floor, ends up in the hands of Giltner's Trevor Poppin. Baseball pass to the other end. They get it to Ott. Ott missed the layup, and Coach Drew says that's been some of the problems, missing shots as the rebound's brought down underneath by Woodman, and his shot down low is no good. Kreitz has it, and the pass going to be knocked away. So Giltner looks like they want to go, and this is our first chance to see the Hornets this year. They look like they want to get up and down the floor, but that's confusing when you see that they only average 48 points a ball game, and Drew Ott leads them with 18 points and 12 boards, and you got Ethan Kreitz at 7.5 points a game as they'll lob it in to the high post. Poppin goes high to take it, guarded there by Cade Clark. Kicks it back out top, substitution. Dustin Hastings has come in. Now a three-pointer on the wing is up and in by Jake Finley, who also came in at the horn and scores the three-point bucket. 8-2 in favor of Giltner with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits, 98.9 and KKPR.com. Into the front court here now is Cole Kimley. Now they try to lob it over the top of the defense, get it down low, and Ott goes up and rejects the shot of Cade Clark, and out of bounds it goes off of Kennesaw. Drew Ott. I want to see this young man, and this is nothing against Kennesaw, I want to see him get away on a breakaway. I mean, Clark had a good look down low, and out of nowhere, Ott comes flying through there well above the rim, and just rejects it. Ott can get up, and Drew, just a junior. 8-2 here, looking to get it to him again. On him tonight is Justin Burr. They get it down low on a backside screen. Shot no good by Hastings. Rebound, Ott, put it back up and in. That'll be one thing many teams can't afford against Giltner, giving him second chance opportunities. 10-2, Giltner leading at Kennesaw. Schnitzler out on the right side. They're just not allowing him to get any looks on the outside. So driving in and kicking it out on the wing with the pass, Gavin Robinson. He throws it away, and Kennesaw turns it over for the fourth time. Dalton Bender comes in. So right now, Coach Enram have already multiple substitutions here and trying to find a combination that's going to work. Giltner 10, Kennesaw 2, midway through the first quarter on Classic Hits. Ethan Kreitz with it. Takes it over the left wing. They'll go to Ryan Clyer. Off a couple of picks, they'll find Finley. Sean puts the jumper up. That one's off the mark. Tyler Schnitzler has the rebound. Schnitzler wants to run up the floor, but he's got two orange and black jerseys on him. Long three on the way, and good by Cole Kimley. Kimley from way out there gets a much-needed bucket here for the Blue Devils and cuts the lead to 10-5. Here's the trailer, Hastings. He knifes his way down. The layup hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound run down there by Kimley. He's trying to find some help. Dribbles all the way from the left to the right across the timeline. Now a little floating pass on the low block. They get it underneath to Dalton Bender, and Bender will be fouled. Kennesaw's kind of turned into school playground look here just to try and keep up with Giltner. And the first foul of the game on the Hornets, Ryan Clyer, second team foul. And at the line, Dalton Bender to shoot a pair of free throws. And the first one is good. 10-6 Giltner. And they've missed enough shots here early on to maybe have 18, 20 points already because they are getting up and down the floor. And checking in now is going to be Mason Stoker. And now there's all kinds of confusion, but the free throw does go up and in. They give it to Dalton Bender. They buzzed the horn just as they were passing the ball to the free throw shooter. And then he just went ahead and shot it. So here we go, 10-7, five in a row now by Kennesaw to cut the lead down to three. Up the floor with it will be Dylan Hendricks. Hendricks will give it off on the left side. So both teams have used a lot of players here in the first 5 minutes of the contest. Sean Finley with it way out on the left side of the key. Picks his dribble up, tries to get it over to Hendricks, and we've got a reach in and a foul called on the Blue Devils. Foul was going to go on Gavin Robinson, his first and the team's third. 3:02 to go first quarter, 10-7 Giltner. Here on Classic Hits to Ott in the left-hand corner, trying to drive the baseline, stepped out of bounds. He tripped and fell down, and the official just said he stepped out. So that's the second turnover on Giltner. On the floor right now for Kennesaw, you've got Schnitzler, Kimley, Robinson, Stoker, and Dalton Bender. So a potpourri of starters and bench players, and trying to dribble through a double team, Kimley is going to draw the foul. And the foul is going to go on Sean Finley, it looks like, and that would be his second, and he's going to check out for Ethan Kreitz. So Kreitz is out there, Trevor Poppin, Dylan Hendricks, Drew Ott, and Luke Richards, the five on the floor defensively for Giltner. 2:45 to go first quarter, 10-7. Giltner's on 10 forever. Schnitzler trying to get away from the double team, dribbling, and not really getting anywhere but farther away from the hoop. Finally has to give it off on the right side to Kimley. Back out Schnitzler. You can tell he's itching to get a shot away. Right elbow. Now a nice pass underneath and off the glass. Over Ott scoring is Dalton Bender. Tough shot. Bender hits it. 7 in a row for the Blue Devils. 10-9. Fast break the other way, and getting caught in the air is Gavin Robinson, and he's going to commit the foul on the driving Trevor Poppin. Poppin will go to the line and shoot two. Robinson might have been okay had he not left his feet, but instead he picks up his second foul. And Poppin looking for his first point of the ball game, and to get Giltner off 10. They've been there for about 3 minutes. Free throw up, free throw short. In for Kennesaw, Brady Staten and Zane Woodman. Woodman got a couple of early fouls. They're going to run him back in there. Checking out will be Schnitzler and Robinson. Second free throw now coming for the Hornets. Popping, and Trevor puts it up, and that one is off the mark. They let Ott get a rebound up and in on a foul, and that's just death for Kennesaw. That's just tough right there. You miss two free throws, and then you give up a chance at a three-point play. Ott with 6 points. 12-9, and of course, Coach Enram not very happy about that, and probably shouldn't be because he's been preaching that to his kids, and Ott's free throw is no good. Rebound comes down to Stoker, and here comes Kennesaw. They trail 12-9, but have battled back here the last 3 minutes. Trapped near midcourt, throw it to the baseline. There's an opening. Woodman brings it in, reverse layup, threw it over the backboard. It looked like it was open, then all of a sudden here comes Ott. You got to try and get it away for him, and he just threw it right over the backboard, and out of bounds it goes. Inbounds pass comes to Sean Finley to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz across the timeline. Over on the right side to Luke Richards. Richards to Ott. High post, dumps it down low. Catch, shoot, score. Trevor Poppin. So they get Ott out of the baseline, get him out of the paint, up to the high post. And then they lost Trevor Poppin, who slid in there to make it 14-9. As Kennesaw pushes the ball up the floor. With it is Staten. Over to the three-point threat that's up and in for Cole Kimley. 2 of 2 from beyond the arc for Kimley, and it's 14-12. Every three that's been taken has been hit in this game. 2 for 2 for Kennesaw, 1 for 1 for Giltner. Minute 15 to go in the quarter, and a two-point lead here for the Hornets. And a travel going to be called on Drew Ott. Just innocently coming up to the top of the key, took the ball, spun, and then once he stopped spinning, he picked up the pivot foot. Giltner with their third turnover. Kennesaw has 4. And Kennesaw now actually has a chance to tie or even take the lead here after being down by 6 early. After actually being down by 8, it was 10-2. Tyler Schnitzler with it. Off one, around Ott. Still only gets to the left wing 20 feet away. Kicks it back out top to Woodman. Zane, one dribble, lost the handle. Ball tipped away there by Luke Richards. Here comes Giltner. 2-on-1, and they travel. They saw that Richards was open at the other end, but they couldn't get out of the way of the Blue Devils. And Justin Burr now trying to get the call from Coach as Kennesaw will get the ball back here. And Schnitzler will bring it into the front court with 50 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-12, Giltner. Schnitzler on a high little give and go. Nobody went, though. Bender back to Schnitzler. Bounce pass backside. Try to wrap it through to Burr, and there was nothing but black jerseys. And it goes out of bounds. And Burr, not too pleased with where that ball ended up. Still Kennesaw's inbounds pass to Schnitzler. Can't get free of his defender. And Schnitzler's just got to be really, really agitated. It's like that mosquito that you just can't swat. He keeps buzzing and buzzing and buzzing, and Schnitzler can't swat away Ethan Kreitz. Here he'll get it in. Back door open and getting clobbered is going to be Brady Staton, and Staton's going to go to the line and shoot two. Coming over is Dustin Hastings to commit the foul, his first. And Staton a chance to tie the game from the free throw line. He'll get two shots. First one is on the way, and it's good. Earlier tonight of the girls' game, Kennesaw jumped out to an 11-0 and 19-4 lead and then kind of had to hold on. They saw that dwindle to 5 in the second half, ending up winning it, though, 42-31. We'll talk with Coach Evans at the half. Second free throw up and in, and Kennesaw is tied with the number one team in the state. At the end of the first quarter, we got 30 seconds left at 14-all. Here's Kreitz, pull-up jumper, free throw line. It's no good. Ott has the ball knocked out of his hands. Chance Widener has the rebound. Then he has it stolen away at midcourt. Here comes Kreitz again, baseline to Ott the trailer. Throws it up over everything, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, no good. Dustin Hastings, and he'll be fouled. Late whistle there after Hastings missed everything, and he'll get two free throws. The foul is on Dalton Bender, his first. 12 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Monday night makeup. They're supposed to play last Tuesday. Snowed out, of course. Free throw good by Hastings. The sixth player to score here in the first quarter for Giltner. Second free throw now for Hastings. On the way, and it is good, so he hits them both. And it's 16-14. Giltner with 12 seconds to go. Pressure comes at midcourt. With it is Staton. Staton gives it over the left wing. Driving baseline, Widener comes in. It is just taken right out of the air by Drew Ott. 2 seconds, 1 second, stolen away. Schnitzler shot at the horn, won't go. Oh, Schnitzler snuck in there and stole it away and just about hit one that would have got the crowd really going. But not a bad first quarter at all. After Giltner jumped out 10-2, Kennesaw has fought back. And after one, it's Giltner 16, Kennesaw 14 on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Pro Team Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Gouda, back with you here in Kennesaw, where the Blue Devils will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, trailing only by two against unbeaten and top-ranked Giltner, 16-14. Kennesaw, the Twin Valley Conference, D1, Crossroads D2 for Giltner. Schnitzler off the pick, fires the three. His first shot of the game is off the front of the iron, no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be swatted out of bounds. And a quick substitution. Cole Kimley going to come right back in the game. In the first quarter, turnovers, Kennesaw 6, Giltner 4. Rebounds, Kennesaw 7, Giltner 5. Free throws, Giltner 5 of 9, Kennesaw 4 of 4. And it's Kennesaw basketball trying to post up Cade Clark. Fades, shoots. Oh, they call him for a charge. And it's a hook on Trevor Poppin. He put his elbow around him and hooked him around the waist. And Cade Clark with his first personal foul. That is the seventh team foul, but on an offensive foul, it's no free throws. Four fouls have been called on Giltner. Drew Ott leads the way with 6 points. And for Kennesaw, 6 points for Cole Kimley on a pair of threes. 16-14, Hornets lead it by two here. Just dribbling in place is Ethan Kreitz. Gives it off top of the circle to Trevor Poppin. Now they get it back door to Ott. Ott, low block, left side, double team. Ball loose, picked back up by Drew, and he'll score. Drew Ott, the 6'4 junior, now with 8 points in the basketball game. 18-14, Giltner. Schnitzler across the timeline. Not quite as much pressure. They set a high pick for him. Roll it to Clark on the right elbow. 1-2 dribble, brings it in. Lot of contact. It's blocked out of bounds by Ott as he ran over Sean Finley. Third block for Drew Ott. And unless Kennesaw can find a way to get Ott out of the paint defensively, they're going to have to hit outside shots, and the quickness of the Giltner guards is making that tough. Inbounds pass comes to Staten. The right-hand corner to Schnitzler. Schnitzler throws it back up top. Kimley looking at a three. He's covered. Dribbles to the left baseline. Man-to-man defense by the Hornets. And it always seems like there's two men on you. Somebody's always leaping out. Driving in Clark. Got his two men in the air. Puts it up and draws the foul. He's sandwiched in there by Poppin and Ott. And two free throws. Good move that time by the senior, Cade Clark. And the foul's going to be called on Poppin, his first. And the fifth team foul at the line for Kennesaw. Cade Clark looking for his first point of the evening. And the free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Giltner, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on Monday night. It's a busy week of basketball as the second free throw rattles in and out. No good. And Poppin pulls down the loose ball. Outlet pass quickly into the front court to Sean Finley. Then kicks it out. Ball swatted away. Picked back up. Ott left baseline. 10-footer. No good. Rebound to Kimley of Kennesaw. And up the floor they want to go. They figure if they get up there before Giltner, there's no problem with the pressure. Kimley just throws up a wild shot. It gets bailed out of a foul. Sean Finley is going to foul Cole Kimley. And you go ahead and write your own song about that one. And for Finley, I think that's his third foul, and it is. Sixth team foul on Giltner, and Kimley will shoot his first free throw of the evening. And Cole will bend the knees, fire, and nail it. 7 points now for Cole. First point of quarter number two for Kennesaw. And entering the ball game will be Dylan Henricks, of a Giltner. And checking out with the three fouls, Sean Finley. Second free throw now for Kimley is on the way, and it is in. So Kimley hits them both. Giltner 18, Kennesaw 16, 6:20 to go here in the first half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, first half stats, recap of the girls' game, and we'll catch up with Kennesaw girls' coach Ryan Evans after the 42-31 victory. Driving the baseline, Poppin had room. Clark finally cut him off, kicks it into the corner. Long three, up and in by Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz with his first bucket of the ball game, 21-16 Giltner. So just when you get caught looking inside, worrying about the big fellas, they pop one up from the outside, and Kreitz makes it a 5-point Giltner lead. Schnitzer, right-hand corner, wanted to go, and all over him is Ethan Kreitz doing the job both ends, offensively and defensively. Swing it to the left wing to Staten. Brady dribbles but doesn't go anywhere. And now everybody kind of standing around here to reset it. So Schnitzler dribbles to the right side, hands it off there to Kimley. Off a couple of picks, Kimley thought about it, now fires it over to State, and they're trying to get it to Burr down low on Ott. Now Schnitzler for three, top of the key, rolls around, won't go, and Drew Ott will pull down the rebound, his third of the ball game. Up the floor they come quickly to pull-up jumper. No, changing his mind in midair was Kreitz. He wanted to pass it, he turned it over, two on three the other way. Kimley is tripped, and he's called for a walk. So right back on the Kennesaw turnover. First turnover of the second quarter on each team during that possession. Drew Ott now going to come out for a quick breather with 5:05 to go here in the second quarter. Let's see if Kennesaw can take advantage of him being out. Instead, off coming off the pick, and there's a foul. Yeah, Cade Clark did not expect number 20, Jake Finley, to come running through there. And good call. Clark definitely hacked him right across the arm. And free throws coming up for Jake Finley. He hit a three, and now he gets two free throws. Tomorrow night, we'll be at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls scheduled to start at 6, boys at 7:45. Free throw up and in. Kearney Catholic had a double-digit lead at Hastings St. Cecilia Saturday on the boys' game and let it get away and lost in overtime. But that's the last two times Kearney Catholic's been beaten. Overtime to them and triple overtime to North Platte St. Pat's. They lost to GICC, both the Kearney Catholic boys and girls, earlier this season in the opening weekend tournament. Second free throw up and in. Findlay hits them both. Now the lead back up to 7, 23-16. Giltner leading Kennesaw. Schnitzler trying to direct traffic. Cranks on him up top. Gives the basketball off to Staten. Staten on the right side. Kimley takes it to the baseline. Wild shot, no good. Ball being tipped around, and it's grabbed there by Giltner. And Kimley tried to steal it away, couldn't. It remains Giltner basketball as Trevor Poppin had to fight hard just to get out of the lane with that basketball. 23-16, Giltner, the unbeaten top-ranked team in D2 with a basketball. Up top, they go to Poppin. Poppin holding the ball. Left side. And thing to tell you, 23 points, they average 48, so they're almost on average. It's a three-pointer from the top of the key by Dylan Richards. Dylan Hendricks is no good. The rebound comes down to Justin Burr. That's the first three that Giltner has missed. Here's Schnitzler, top of the circle. He actually had some room. Now Kimley long three, but that one is going to be short, and the ball goes out of bounds. Kimley tried to run it down, but Hendricks screened him away and wouldn't let him get to it. In for Kennesaw, Gavin Robinson, and Drew Ott returns for Giltner along with Dustin Hastings and Luke Richards. Staying out there is going to be Jake Findlay and Ryan Clyer. With the basketball, they try to get it to Ott. The ball deflected away. Oh, they're going to say it was last touch by Giltner. And a second turnover here in the corner by Giltner. 23-16. They got off to a quick start in the first quarter and then slowed down. Got off to a quick start here in the second quarter and have kind of slowed down a little bit as well. 23-16 the score. Ball belongs to the Blue Devils. Go backdoor Burr working on Ott. That's a tough matchup, but he spins and scores. Nice play, Justin Burr, for his second bucket of the ball game. That'll give you a little confidence going up against the All-Stater in Ott. 23-18. Giltner leads it by 5. They've led the whole way. Up top with it is Clyer. And he's going to give it right back off to Dustin Hastings. Hastings holds the basketball. Now swings it left side, getting by his defender into the double team, but not shooting is Richards. And the shot eventually taken by Clyer is way off the mark. Robinson with the rebound, pushes it up for Kennesaw all the way down, leaves it off for Burr. Burr drops it. It deflects off of Ott. And now they change their mind and give it to Kennesaw, give it to Giltner. They pointed one way and then changed that right away, and Kennesaw turns it over. So we've made a lot of trips up and down the floor here in a short amount of time and not much going on. Pittsburgh jumped out to a 17-0 lead over Syracuse in top five basketball. Now it's 19-11 as Ott's shot at the other end is no good. That game currently airing on ESPN, 1460, 1550. The loose ball picked up by Dustin Hastings, and a timeout has been called here on the floor. It's our first one of the ball game, and it'll be taken by Giltner. 2:40 to go in the first half of play. It is Giltner 23, Kennesaw 18. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
Welcome back to Kennesaw, and as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Kennesaw out of the timeout. They force it down low. The short jumper will not go from Luke Richards, and Justin Burr will grab the rebound. Kennesaw wants to run underneath the Robinson. The transition bucket is up and in, and it's a three-point game. 23-20. Giltner just can't shake these Kennesaw Blue Devils as they're down to 2:15 to go here in the first half. But again, Giltner's been on 23 for a while. Pop it up top, drop the ball, needs to give it to somebody. Ott will come out top and take it. Drew to the right elbow. Hands it off to Richards. To the left elbow, they'll go to Clyer. Try to force it inside. It's off a foot, out of bounds. Belongs to Kennesaw. And back into the ball game is going to be Ethan Kreitz quickly for Coach Matt Drew. Again, Kennesaw played Friday, Saturday. They turned right around after a Sunday, playing again on a Monday for Giltner. They played at Osceola last Friday. Here's Robinson again off a pick, tries to give it off. There's a lot of traffic. We're going to get a jump ball, trying to shuffle it back over to Staten. And the arrow points the way of Giltner. So another Kennesaw turnover, their ninth of the ball game. 1:40 to go, first half. Giltner 23, Kennesaw 20. Number one being pushed here. And again, as Matt Drew said, we just don't make as many shots as we should. That's why we don't score more than 50 points a game. We fight hard. We play well. Sometimes we go on turnover streaks, which is never good. But your shooting percentage not overly high. And now popping from 16 feet. We'll pop it, and it's no good. Comes up short. Defensive rebound to Mason Stoker, who's in. Both teams have used a lot of guys. Nobody with stellar numbers yet. Now off the pick and trying to drive. Kimberly just throws up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound popping, and he gets it off to his guard, Dustin Hastings, who quickly gets it into the right-hand corner. Back up top to Poppin. A minute to go in the first half, and careful, Poppin really being hassled up front. And a five-second call. Mason Stoker was all over him. And then Gavin Robinson, Cole Kimley came up to help. And they trap him and get the five-second call. Well, if Kennesaw could, I know there's 54 seconds left here, but if they could milk it for the last shot, that might be what you want to do here. Give yourself some momentum and keep Kennesaw on 23 for over 3 minutes. But that does not appear to be what they're doing. Schnitzler off the pick, left baseline. Again, it's a wild shot, but he's fouled. They're trying to take it to the hoop. Give them credit, but more times than not, a second man is coming over and help side defense, helping out, trying to drop down. Once in a while a turnover, once in a while a foul. This time a foul on Drew Ott, his first. And two free throws coming up for Tyler Schnitzler. The first one is up and in, and that is Tyler's first bucket of the basketball game. First point, we should say. And a second free throw now for Schnitzler is up, and that is short. And the ball comes down to Trevor Poppin, his fifth rebound. 40 seconds to go. Giltner in transition. Outlet pass gets through the hands of Hastings and knocked out of bounds by Schnitzler. So Giltner will maintain possession in the front court, far side. Throw it up top to Jake Finley. Attacks and gets cut off by Schnitzler. Quick reversal to the left wing to Dustin Hastings. A two-point game. Down to Ott. Ott trying to make room. Does it. Blocked in there. Blocked in there by Gavin Robinson. Picked back up by Poppin, and they're going to call him for a... I thought they were going to call a travel. They call a foul, and that will send Poppin to the line. And it's going to be a one-and-one. The foul called on Cole Kimley. So at the line, Trevor Poppin is 0 of 2. He missed two free throws, but then Ott got the offensive rebound and converted. This free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Stoker. And actually, Kennesaw can have the lead at the half with a three, 15 seconds. Can they get a good shot? Staten with it, dribbling around. Gives it over to Schnitzler. Has it with 10 seconds. Way out on the right side of the key. They'll try and get Kimley on a back cut, and he didn't cut. And out of bounds it goes. Kimley was just bigger, and I think all along he was going to shoot a three. And actually, there was a lot more room there than they thought. Giltner gets the ball back with 6 seconds. Got to go the length of the floor. Hastings throws it about a quarter of the way. Now they hand it back off to Kreitz. Up ahead for a long three at the horn, and it is good by Jake Finley. And that's the momentum changer. Kennesaw turns it over, and Finley makes them pay with a 25-footer at the horn. And so at halftime, it's top-ranked and unbeaten Giltner leading the 7-5 Kennesaw Blue Devils by a score of 26-21. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The Agrisure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Kennesaw, where it is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our boys' game. It is top-ranked and unbeaten Giltner struggling along here with Kennesaw, 26-21. But as we said at the top of the broadcast, Giltner really doesn't blow anybody out. When you average 48 points a ball game, you're not going to blow anybody out. You're going to win comfortably 10 to 15 points, which they've done most of this season. And they've been pushed here, but a key turnover right before the half there. Kennesaw turns it over, trying to set up the last shot. Gave Giltner 6 seconds. They got it up the floor, and Finley knocks down a three-pointer to take it from 2-5 here at the half. Well, earlier tonight in our girls' contest, Kennesaw got out to a quick start. And then saw Giltner come back. It was 11-0 and 19-4. The 15-point lead was the largest of the night. Giltner came back, cut it to 5 at 30-25, I think was the last time they were there. And Kennesaw ends up pulling away for a 42-31 victory. Rebecca Uden had 15 points. Taylor Bitfield, 11 points, 8 rebounds for Kennesaw. Giltner got 9 points from Darby Henricks, 8 points from Shane Vaught and Danny Most. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Lady Bulls, Blue Devils, Ryan Evans. And coach, hadn't seen you in the first half of the season, and you guys played Thursday, you played Friday, you played Saturday. You don't get much rest on the day of rest Sunday, and you had to turn around and make this game up tonight. How concerned were you coming in?
I was pretty concerned. I didn't know how our legs were going to be. So that first quarter, second quarter, were kind of a shock to me. We had an injury Saturday night to our point guard, starting point guard. In the first half, and we kind of went stagnant in the second half of that game. So it was nice to come out with a fast start. It's kind of new to us right now. The last couple of games, we have come out firing quick in the first and second quarter. Now we just got to put it together.
Cheyenne Bitfield, that point guard that you're talking about, and you were watching her in the pregame, see how she was getting along. Obviously, she's not 100%, but getting out to that 11-0 lead probably made you a little more comfortable about substituting freely, because she'd come in and out periodically, and I know you've got kids that you've been subbing, but when you got a double-digit lead for at least a long time there, you probably didn't have to worry about bringing her in and out.
Yeah, it didn't hurt that we had an 11-point lead right away. You know, all day Sunday I was preparing for the worst. I didn't know if Shia was going to be back tonight or not, so I was playing my substitutions, trying to figure out who was going to play and when, things like that. But Shia got okay by the doctor today, this morning, to play a little bit, so I went ahead and we tried it out, see what happened.
Kennesaw girls coach Ryan Evans joins us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Both teams mixed up what they did defensively. Both teams pressed a little bit. They went back and forth, zone and man-to-man, and then they changed that up kind of in the second half. You did a little bit too. What did you think worked the best tonight?
They ate our 3-2 zone pretty well. I thought that might work better for us. As you know, we're a little short staffed or hand with the Cheyenne injury. I thought maybe if we stay with our zone, we'd be a little bit okay, but hand it to Giltner. They had a little play there that just ate us up alive for a while, and just lucky a few shots of theirs didn't go in. Man-to-man, we talked, they had some good scheme set up. We talked at halftime about what we needed to do. Finally, in the fourth quarter, though, the girls finally figured it out and then turned things around for us.
Taylor Bitfield had a very good basketball game for you. In fact, it looked like when you wanted to run and when they were putting that pressure on, you guys kind of handled it pretty well tonight. Made some nice passes. Bitfield had a couple of layups there. And even what we've seen the last couple of years, when your girls are open, they can knock down that 12 to 15-footer fairly consistently.
And
maybe that hasn't happened all season, but tonight it seemed like that.
Yeah, it really hasn't happened all season, especially in our home gym. It's been I don't know what it's been. We don't shoot very well at our home gym. But that's turned around, like I said, Saturday. We scored, I think, 27 in the first half. And tonight, I don't know how many we had in the first half, 25, 26.
Yep.
It's nice to see the girls actually coming around and shooting well in our own gym. And we shot very well at Lawrence Nelson as well. So, you know, this is kind of new to us, shooting the ball well. I guess, you know, practice. Just continue shooting, plugging away, and hopefully things turn around for us.
What about leading up to the conference tournament? You go to Franklin this week, just one game next week with Deschler. You've played a lot of teams that just aren't too bad this year. If they're not 10-3 or undefeated, they're right around that 500 mark. I don't see anybody with 0 or 1 wins on your entire resume here. Franklin does have just a 2-10 start, but talk about what you need to do to be ready to go once that conference tournament starts.
We just got to be playing good ball. Like I said, last year when, you know, we had 4 teams in our conference alone make it to state, you know, Blue Hill and C2, Silver Lake, us and D1, and Lawrence Nelson and D2. And we beat each other up during the season, but, you know, sub-districts is when it really counts, and our conference is really tough. You know, like you said, our teams are 500. You know, that's just because we play good teams in and out, and, you know, it all depends on the night and the team that shows up.
Who's the AD here? That's new this year, isn't it? Or did you play Sandy Creek last year?
This is year number 3. We played them last year at their house. We kept it within 9. I'm very proud of that game. That was a good turning point going into sub-districts. So.
Well, a team that got it going in the second half last year and made it into the state tournament, I know you're hoping the same thing happens this year.
I hope so.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thanks, Doug.
That is the head coach of the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, Ryan Evans. They won it tonight 42-31. Over Giltner. Halftime of the boys game, Giltner leads by 5, 26-21. We'll give you the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A quick rundown of our first half stats. First of all, for Kennesaw, Brady Staten, 2 points. Tyler Schnitzler, 1 point, 1 rebound. Dalton Bender, 4 points. Chance Winder, 1 rebound. Cole Kimley, 8 points. He's hit a couple of threes, 2 rebounds. Gavin Robinson, 2 points, a rebound and a block. Mason Stoker, 3 rebounds. Zane Woodman, some foul trouble early, has 1 rebound. Justin Burr, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Cade Clark has 1 rebound. And at the half, after getting 14 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second, 21 points, 13 rebounds. At the free throw line, 7 of 10, 3-point shooting, 2 of 5, 1 block, 10 turnovers for Kennesaw. Robinson, Woodman, and Clark each have 2 fouls. For Giltner, Dustin Hastings, 2 points and a rebound. Ethan Kreitz, 3 points and a rebound. Sean Findlay, 1 point. Jake Findlay has 8 points. Luke Richards, 2 points. Drew Ott has 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, and Trevor Poppin, 2 points, 5 rebounds. 16 points in the first quarter, and 10 in the second quarter, 26 points, 10 rebounds. 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 2 of 3 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 8 turnovers. Giltner at the half leads at 26-21, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area, serving daily lunch specials, dine-in, or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Well, Kennesaw will get the ball to start the second half here on Classic Hits. And driving in, Schnitzler to the high post, gives it off to Woodman. Try to get it down to Clark. Deflected out of bounds by Poppin. Kennesaw's going to have a hard time getting that ball inside, because even when they do, Ott seems to come across and double down and block the shot or get in the way. Kennesaw trying to get it inside. Oh, Ott came over the top, knocked it away, and Justin Burr's going, where's the foul? At the other end, it's going to be turned right back over. Schnitzler steps in the passing lane. Outlet pass, throws it away behind his teammate Zane Woodman. So another turnover. Up the floor. Here's the layup. Missed in the front court by Luke Richards. Rebound comes out to Kennesaw. Kennesaw trying to hustle it up the floor. And Kimley has it. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Enum here. He did not like what started here. So Coach Enrum is going to take a 30-second timeout. We're not even a minute into the second half. It's 26-21. We'll be right back.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
So Coach Enrum tells his boys what he wants to tell them, and now Kennesaw has the ball 40 seconds into this second half. Down to Clark on the post. Tries to make a move. They let him get away with one. The shot's blocked by Trevor Poppin out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Giltner. No way. That ball was blocked out of bounds. That ball was blocked out of bounds. Yeah, the official asks for help and gets help. Had a way to work. See how easy it is when you work? That ball was blocked out of bounds. And Kennesaw will get it underneath their own hoop. Throw it out top, Schnitzler. No intention of shooting a three. He was trying to take Kreitz off the dribble. Kreitz hung right with him. Kimley back over to Tyler. Giltner does a good job of not getting screened. They get around him. They work him strong. High post to Clark. Ott comes out on him. Cade, couple of dribbles into the paint. Has to kick it out on the wing. Great defense here by Giltner. In the paint to Clark again. Tries to force it to Burr. There's just nowhere to get the ball. And Kennesaw turns it over for the third time here in the third quarter. 26-21 Giltner. 6:40 to go here in quarter number three. And the Hornets will bring the ball across the timeline with Ethan Kreitz. Over on the right key to Luke Richards. On the wing, they'll go to Jake Finley. Back up top to Kreitz. Takes the three on Kimley. Kennesaw staying in the man-to-man, and you got to wonder why Drew Ott hasn't got that ball down low a little bit more. He comes out, takes it, trying to throw it back door to Kreitz. Quickly gets rid of it to Poppin. Poppin will come into the paint. Finger roll no good. Ott's there for the putback. Missed it. Got it again. He's got four guys on him. Again, it will not go. How about a third time? There it is. Drew Ott finally gets it to go after getting three rebounds in there. And it's our first point of the second half, 28-21, Giltner. So after hitting a three at the first half horn, we finally get our first point since then. A little 5-0 run, and Schnitzler just dribbling around, not going anywhere. Finally runs into the five-second call. And that'll be the 14th turnover. And another timeout going to be called here by Kennesaw. It looks like we got some frustration, not only by the coaches, but by the players. They're just not getting done what they want to do. Got some young kids out there, and Coach Enrum is going to have to figure something out to shake these Hornets loose. So the score remains 28-21 Giltner. We've got over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Back to action. A three-pointer by Kreitz of Giltner is no good. The ball is tipped out by Drew Ott into the hands of Jake Finley. Now another three. This one's going to be short by Hastings. And the rebound brought down by Zane Woodman. Woodman pushes the ball up the floor into the corner. Kimley for the three. Got it. Third three for Cole Kimley. And that's one of the reasons that Kennesaw is still hanging around in this basketball game. Had a fast break the other end. Ott on the feed from Kreitz. Gets a layup and scores. A dozen points now for Drew Ott. 30-24. Giltner by six. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. On KKPR-FM. Kearney, Giltner, Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Again, Kreitz all over Schnitzler. Try to get it to Burr. Tipped away by Poppin. Save back over to him. Schnitzler on the low block. They get it to Clark. He's pretty deep here on Ott. Can he get a move? Turn around. Knocked away. Over the backboard. No foul. And it's going to go to Giltner. So Clark trying so hard to get a shot there, and Ott is just a machine and a big, big man. Underneath there for Giltner. 30-24. Hornets still in the lead by six. Back pick. They get it to Ott, and he'll put the layup up and in. Well-designed play there for Giltner, and Ott has all 6 points in the quarter now for the Hornets and 14 of the game. 32-24, equaling the largest lead of the contest here. So after the three by Kimley, back-to-back buckets by the Hornets to get it up to eight. Skip pass. Ooh, almost over Schnitzler's head. The top of the circle, tries to take Kreitz off the dribble, pull-up jumper, knocks down a top shot from 13 feet. First bucket of the ball game for Schnitzler. Quickly up the floor with it will be Jake Finley, wide open from the free throw line. Kreitz, then he decides while he's in the air to pass it, and he throws it away. Poppin came in there to get ready for the rebound, and he threw it right at his head. Turnover number 10 for Giltner. And once you go up in the air looking like you're going to shoot it, you better shoot it. Even if your teammate's open, because he's not going to be expecting it. And Dylan Henricks comes in for Giltner. 3:55 to go, third quarter, 32-26 Giltner. Kennesaw hanging around. Kimley, right elbow to Burr. Tried to give and go, and Kimley didn't go. And the ball's taken away by Dustin Hastings. Turnover number 5 of the quarter, 15 of the game. Giltner gets the ball in the front court. Left wing with it is Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz. Crossover dribble, trying to get by Kimley. Goes up top to Clyer. Clyer down low. Ott's been in the paint for a while. Catches, shoots, and scores. And it's the Drew Ott show right now. Everything running through big 3-0. And it's 34-26 Hornets. In the front court, crossover. Looking for somebody to pass it to now is Staten. Again, they try the same play they did last time. Give it off to Robinson, and Gavin puts it up and in. There was the pick and roll at work. Staten didn't shoot it. He dished it off. Pass break the other way. Trouble. Giltner got trapped on the baseline. Throw it out for a three, though, and Kreitz hits it. So they get in trouble, and they hit a three, and a timeout going to be called here by the Giltner Hornets. So the shots are starting to fall, and, of course, when you get it to Drew Ott, that's not too tough. It's the largest lead of the ball game now at 9. 37-28 with just over 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and Giltner has the lead at Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
We're back here at Kennesaw, Blue Devils. Trying to get it down low for a little jump hook that comes up short by Dalton Bender. And the rebound's going to be run down by Sean Finley, his first of the game. Giltner has not really dominated the boards tonight. There haven't been a lot of rebounds. Long possessions. Pretty good shooting by Giltner as well. Off the pick, looking at the three is Dylan Henricks. Not there, so he dribbles into the paint and runs into traffic, loses the basketball. And up the floor with it is going to be Widener. Chance going to take it all the way down. Excuse me, that's not Widener. That's Staten. Staten missed it. Rebound. Clark back up and in, and he's fouled. First bucket of the ball game for Cade Clark. And he cuts the lead to 7, a chance to make it 6 again. Kennesaw's battling. This is one of those games that can build some character and get you ready for the rest of the season, because they got some tough games still ahead against teams that really look like them. I mean, Kennesaw 7-5, Franklin 7-5, Deschler 8-4, Sandy Creek 6-6, Wood River 6-5, plus the conference tournament in between. The foul on Ryan Clyer is his first, and that's the first foul on either team here in the half. Cade Clark with the free throw, and he got it. Clark, not the highest percentage shooter from the line, missed two earlier, but converts the three-point play. Giltner 37, Kennesaw 31, 2:10 to go, third quarter on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Sean Finley going to give it off there to Ryan Clyer. Clyer down to Ott. Ott fade away off the glass. Right clock scores. 10 in the quarter, 18 in the game for Ott. 39-31. He's got all but one bucket here in this half for Giltner. And now, nice steal made there in the backcourt by Sean Finley. Finley off to the races. One on three. Left-handed layup, no good. Ott follow up and in. But even though Ott got the bucket, you got to give credit there to Finley, or to, yeah, to Sean Finley. 41-31, the lead at 10. Kennesaw, bounce pass to the high post. Dalton Bender doesn't want to do anything with it. Hands it off. Might have been a travel on Kennesaw. No call. Now they try to force it into Bender. He's just looking for the handle. Throws a bad pass into the lane, and it's stolen away there by Luke Richards. Up the floor they come. The shot is going to be no good by Dustin Hastings, but he is fouled. Kennesaw starting to get away from what they've been doing earlier in this basketball game. A little undisciplined right now, and making more mistakes than they had been making. And another timeout going to be taken here by Kennesaw. It's a 30-second timeout. They'll have two remaining. 1:15 to go in the third quarter of play. It is 41-31, Giltner over Kennesaw on Classic Hits.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here, as we're ready to get a couple of free throws at Kennesaw for Dustin Hastings, 2 of 2 at the line for his only points of the evening. Earlier in the girls' game tonight, Kennesaw down Giltner 42-31. The first free throw by Hastings is good. 42-31 is the current score of our boys' game. After that free throw, this time Giltner on top with a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. Again, the most points Giltner scored this year, 56. Their unbeaten second free throw up and in. So he hits them both, 43-31. And free throw shooting hadn't necessarily been the biggest asset for Giltner either, Coach Matt Drew telling us. One of the reasons that they just haven't scored a lot of points on some of these teams. But right now the lead at 12. Kennesaw needs some points. They'll lob it down low. They get it underneath the Bender. Got his guy in the air, and he is going to be fouled. And Dalton Bender, who got a couple of free throws in the first quarter, will go to the line. And the foul is on Jake Finley, his first. And Bender has 4 points so far in the basketball game. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Makes it 43-32. And the second free throw coming up, a minute to go here in the third quarter. Can the Hornets extend their lead? As the free throw is on the way, and it's no good by Bender. The rebound brought down by Trevor Poppin. His sixth of the ball game, first, though, of the half. Up the floor with it is going to be Kreitz. Swings it on the left side to Sean Finley. Finley back up top. He'll go to Jake. Jake over to Poppin on the right wing. Quick reversal left side. Ott is on the bench right now for the final minute of this third quarter, getting that extra breather after pouring in 12 points in this quarter. 12 of his team, 17. working perimeter, maybe even looking for the last shot with on the bench. The ball swatted out of bounds off the hands of Zane Woodman. 29 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It was 26-21 at the half. And 17-11, the point differential in favor of Giltner here in the third quarter. They're now up by 11. Working the ball, looking to get it on the low post. Free throw line popping, passed up an open shot. So I think they really are just trying to milk the final minute or at least get somebody on a low pick. And a walk going to be called. Sean Finley comes flashing down the lane. The pass is a little behind him and reached back for it, traveled. Four turnovers in all three quarters for Giltner. Gives him 12. Tyler Schnitzler re-enters the game with 13 seconds to go here. Kennesaw really could use a bucket. Get it under 10. Get the crowd in it as we go to the fourth quarter. Giltner, of course, looking for the stop. Schnitzler at midcourt with 9 seconds. They're going to run Kimley off some picks, see if they can get him a three. Nobody screened for him, though. They give it back to Kimley. 1 second, they're not going to get a shot away. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, top-ranked, unbeaten Giltner on the road, leading Kennesaw 43-32. And we'll be back after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist. Is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And with the world's number one producer and engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kennesaw, where it is Monday night basketball. Kennesaw and Giltner. Giltner trying to win the boys' game, stay undefeated. They lead at 43-32 and get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. And 12 points in the last quarter for Drew Ott. He's got 20 in the ball game, and he's back in there after sitting on the bench the last minute of that third quarter. Has the ball at the top of the circle. Tagging on him is Justin Burr. Give it off to Dustin Hastings. Hastings over to Poppin. Back in the paint. Here's a jumper on the way that rattles in for Dustin Hastings. And Hastings with his first bucket of the ball game has 6 points to go along with four free throws. 45-32. 8 points for Jake Finley, second leading scorer right now. Low block to Clark. Tried to throw it through to Burr, and it was way over his head, turned over. Number 17 in the turnover department for Kennesaw, 12 for Giltner, and here is a ball knocked out of bounds by Cade Clark on the attempted shot of Dustin Hastings, who was really flying to the rim. And Drew Hott's going to throw it in here for the Hornets. Ball in the right-hand corner. Get it there to Dustin Hastings. Now trying to force it inside. Deflected away. Picked up by Zane Woodman. Up the floor they come. And a foul has taken it to the hole as Kimley. He'll get some free throws. Cole leads the way for Kennesaw with 11 points because he's hit the only three threes of the game for the Blue Devils. He's also put in a couple of free throws, and that's his total of 11. And the foul is called on Jake Finley, his second. Nobody in foul trouble as the free throw is no good. We've got Sean Finley has three for Giltner. Nobody else with more than two. Kennesaw was 9 of 14 from the free throw line in the game. 9 of 13, 9 of 14 for Giltner. So pretty even there. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Kimley gets one of two in the first point of the fourth quarter for Kennesaw. 45-33 Giltner. 7 minutes to go. Great crossover. Kreitz lost his man. Comes right down the paint. Scores. Ethan Kreitz. Great crossover dribble to leave his defender wondering where most of his clothing was, and it's 47-33, the largest lead for Giltner. And at the other end, Schnitzler drives and scores. Will they allow the basket, though? Yeah, they will. Going to be a late continuation basket there. The official had to make the decision. Schnitzler really took off from way out front. And what's the call here? They're going to say that the First they said that the basket counted. Now they're going to wave it off. So it's Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. The foul was on Ethan Kreitz, his first. Over on the right wing, Kimley fakes the three, tries to back his way in, draws the double team, kicks it out to Burr, 15-footer, no good. Ball ends up in the hands of Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz outlet pass, they want to run. Gets it to Jake Finley, underneath, there's the man, All-Stater, Drew Ott, lays it up and in. Not hard to score those buckets, 22, and I believe every single one of them have been layups here in the second half, 49-33. So right now, Giltner extending that lead. Here's a long three for Woodman, and he buries it. Zane Woodman, his first bucket of the ball game. It's a three-pointer, 49-36. Fast break the other way. Finley goes to Poppin. Poppin, short jumper. It rolls in. And in this second half, Giltner's making just about everything and just about every shot inside 6 feet. 51-36, it looks like Giltner is going to have their season high in points tonight. On the right-hand corner is going to be Kimley. Give and go, right back from Schnitzler to Kimley, over to Woodman. Woodman drives into left-hand corner, cut off, skip pass over to Schnitzler on the weak side, got tied up there, now takes the tough fadeaway, but hits it over Dustin Hastings. Tyler Schnitzler with his second bucket, he's got 5 points. 51-38, Giltner, 5.5 to go in the game. When we're done, the Nabisco Sports postgame show, and Giltner dropped the ball, out of bounds it goes. We'll have the final stats, coach interview, and a whole lot more when we get done here at Kennesaw. A reminder, we're back with you tomorrow night at Kearney Catholic High School as the Stars welcome in state-rated GICC boys and girls, 6 and 7:45 Thursday, Shelton at Wood River, and a little wrestling Saturday from the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. Kennesaw hosting the Twin Valley Conference Tournament wrestling on Thursday. Right now, Woodman picks the ball up, gives it off on the right wing to Burr, right back to Woodman, who did not take the shot, skips it over to Kimley on the right wing. Knocked out of his hand. Kimley goes and gets it back at midcourt. Pestered by Luke Richards. Swings it over to Woodman. Woodman drives baseline. Pull-up jumper from 16. No good. Ball in the air. Keeping it alive is Justin Burr. And it's going to finally pick up at midcourt. A race to the other end. Giltner, and a big foul is going to send Luke Richards to the line to shoot two. Richards will shoot two. And helping him up there was Woodman. He fouled him hard. They were running so fast that about any foul was going to send him to the ground. It looked a little worse than it was. And to the line to shoot two, Luke Richards. Two of two, his only points. And the free throw good. 52-38. Back into the ball game, Gavin Robinson, and Woodman will come out. Second free throw coming up. And this one is good. So Richards hits them both, and Giltner doing a good job of making their free throws, 53-38, 3 points away from the season high here, which they got against Lawrence Nelson, first game of 2011. 4:40 to go, 53-38, Giltner been pulled away here in the second half. Cade Clark keeps coming, and as he spins towards the hoop, a foul is going to be called on Giltner. Let's see who the foul is going to be called on here. I think there's some confusion out there about who the foul is on for Giltner. And this is going to be interesting. I think that they're going to have to sort this out. The head official put the wrong number out there. The foul is going to be on Ryan Clyer, his third. And now we're ready to go. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Out to Schnitzler on the right side of the key. One dribble swings it over to Kimley. Down on the wing, they'll get it to the big fella, and Burr trying to get the pass from Clark. It goes out of bounds and a turnover. Boy, the post tonight for Kennesaw just haven't been able to get it from one man to another. They want to get the ball down low. They're usually guarded on the double team, so they're trying to wrap it around or hit the bounce pass, but they seem to throw it through traffic more times than not, and turnover number 18. Full pressure from Kennesaw. Nice back cut there from Kreitz to get it and come across the timeline. In the paint, popping. Oh, decided to take a shot, and it's going to be taken away by Tyler Schnitzler. Blocks it, comes the other way. Schnitzler stutter dribble, and he got a hand check foul before he could get to the hoop. Might be a one-and-one, though, here. Foul is on Sean Finley. That is his fourth, and it is the sixth team foul. So Kennesaw will get the ball underneath their own hoop. 4:14 to go, 53-38. Schnitzler a three on the inbound. Hit it. Schnitzler with the three-pointer. Starting to find his groove here, at least finding a way to get some shots off. 53-41, 4 minutes to go. Kennesaw always seems to make a bucket to keep it close. Now out on the baseline, left side was wide open, and as he took a couple of dribbles, really getting the ball outside of the paint for the first time all half, Clark reached in and fouled him. That's the third on Cade, only the third of the half, so Giltner will have to take it out underneath their own hoop. Drew Ott with a game-high 22 points. I've got him for 7 boards, 3 blocks. Kreitz will throw it in all the way to midcourt to Finley. Sean, pull-up jumper from 12, buries it. First bucket of the ball game for Sean Finley to go along with the free throw, and it's 55-41 Giltner, 3:45 remains. In our Monday night basketball doubleheader, Kennesaw won the girls' game 42-31, and it looks like Giltner will stay unbeaten on the season here in the boys' game. Kimley up top to Robinson. Robinson dribbles off the pick, forces the jumper right side, hits the rim short. Rebound's going to come down to Ethan Kreitz. They've got numbers 4-on-1 out on the wing to Finley. Sean hits the trailer. Ott comes in, and he's going to be fouled by Gavin Robinson. That'll be the third on Gavin. And Drew Ott will go to the line for just the second time tonight. He's 0-of-1. But gets two here with 3:24 remaining. Again, after tonight, Giltner on the road for a long time. They're not back home till February the 10th, including the conference tournament in the middle. Free throw pot is short. They go to Red Cloud tomorrow night, and then the conference tournament is next week. Kennesaw goes to Franklin Friday, hosts Deschler on the 27th, and then the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Second free throw now for Ott, and that's no good, so that is not his spot to be as the rebound comes to Cade Clark. Long pass up the floor. Kimley pulls up for three. It's bouncing around. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Trevor Poppin. Kimley been pretty hot from the outside. 1-on-2 the other way. Ott, the trailer, didn't expect it. The shot's going to be short. Partially blocked. Comes back into the hands there of Kennesaw, and they end up traveling because Kimley didn't have anybody to pass the ball off to. And it's going to go back over to Giltner. Nice move at the other end to get a hand on that shot of Drew Ott, who was not expecting the ball at all. And the inbounds pass goes to Sean Finley. Schnitzler went for the steal, just about got it, the old sneaky sneakerson. 55-41, Hornets 12-0, looking to go 13-0. Kennesaw had a 5-game winning streak snapped on Saturday. They said it's 7-5. Bounce pass to the left elbow, popping with it to the right elbow. Open jumper for Kreitz is going to come up short, and trying to save it, it's out of bounds. It'll go to Kennesaw. With 2:38 remaining, Giltner 55, Kennesaw 41. Re-entering the basketball game, Brady Staten. If you're thinking about threes to catch up, Kennesaw is 5-of-9, so not too bad from three-point land. They missed all three of the second quarter. Outside of that, they've been pretty hot. Giltner tonight 3-of-6 from beyond the arc. But just getting an open look has been tough tonight for Kennesaw. Staten with it. Has to go back out between the circles to Kimley. Swings it over to Bender. Bender trying to force it inside. Bad pass. Taken away by Trevor Poppin. That's been kind of the same story, trying to force it in as they find Ott again. The trailer, he wanted to dunk it, it looked like, and lost the handle. Cade Clark will grab it, and then the outlet pass stolen away. So Kennesaw trying to get too much done with too little time remaining, and they're turning it over. And Ott said, let's slow it down. 2 minutes to go in this game. It's 55-41. Giltner led it by 5 at the half after hitting a three-pointer at the horn, and it's never been closer. Right elbow with it is Luke Richards. Just playing keep away right now to Ethan Kreitz. 1:45 to go. Into the hands of Sean Finley. High post, Drew Ott. This will go out and foul him if it's Ott. Now a pull-up jumper is going to be taken at the 15-footer. Luke Richards hits it. And that's 57 points, and that's the most points Giltner has scored in a game this year, 57-41. Hard to believe if that is the case, too. It's not like they've shot lights out tonight. They had a pretty good third quarter with Ott getting 12 points easy. 57-41 equals the biggest lead of the game. With it is Staten. Staten all the way to the left baseline. Hands it off there in the paint. Not even looking to shoot his Bender out. Kimley for the three. It's no good. Ball falls into the hands of Trevor Poppin, and Poppin will look to get it to a guard, and there's Ethan Kreitz with 1 minute to go, 57-41. Schnitzler still trying to get the steal. Kennesaw always works hard until the final buzzer, but just didn't have the horses to match up tonight. And Giltner is going to win a basketball game. 45 seconds to go. With it is going to be Finley, just playing keep away. Doesn't look like Giltner would have any intent to shoot the ball. It's deflected away, and it's going to go out of bounds. And that will allow substitutions if anybody wants to clear the bench. It is turned over, so Giltner stays right with it. We've had four turnovers in each quarter for 16 even. And here come the subs in the ball game. Coming in for Giltner is going to be Tate Finley. Most of these names you've heard already. Nick Burr checks in for Kennesaw. Justin Hoffman checks in. Jacob Schuster is in. Who else got into the ball game here? Chance Widener. And also into the ball game, Mason Stoker. With 33 seconds to go, those are the five on the floor for Kennesaw. They've got the basketball. Handed off to Burr at the top of the circle, and the pass gets away. Now checking in for Kennesaw is going to be Jack Gallagher. With 24 seconds remaining, the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. So stay with us here. Well, they're going to give the ball to Kennesaw. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. They'll give it to Kennesaw. Into Gallagher. Jack with a left-hand dribble. Swings it back over to Burr. Nick, one dribble, tries to get it inside. Looking for Stoker. It's tipped, and now it's taken away. Up the floor with it. Could be the last shot, should they elect to shoot it. Giltner really didn't sub in. So Ott just holds the ball above his head to Poppin. 5 seconds to go, and Giltner will watch time expire and go to 13-0 on the season as the Giltner Hornets on the road on this Monday night, down the Kennesaw Blue Devils by a score of 57-41. Giltner now a perfect 13-0. Kennesaw will fall to 7-6. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a minute here on Classic Hits.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to Kennesaw, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Whether you're playing high school, college athletics, intramurals, they've got the shoes you need. How about if you're battling in the stands and you just want to watch your kids or the hometown team get some of their beautiful, beautiful clothing and apparel from Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and more? Misco Sports on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Final score was Giltner 57 and Kennesaw 41. Let's take a look now at the final stats of the ball game. For the Blue Devils, they had eight players get in the score column here this evening. Brady Staten had 2 points. Tyler Schnitzler, 8 points, one rebound, one block. Dalton Bender had 5 points. Chance Widener, one rebound. Cole Kimley led the team in scoring tonight with 12 points. He hit 3 threes and had 3 free throws for that total. 4 rebounds for Cole. Gavin Robinson had 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. Mason Stoker, 3 rebounds. Zane Woodman hit a 3-pointer for his only points of the ball game. So 3 points for Woodman and 2 rebounds. Justin Burr, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Cade Clark, 3 points. 4 rebounds in the ball game. I had Kennesaw for 13 rebounds in the first half and 6 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 12 in the second half. The Blue Devils had 21 points at halftime. They scored 20 in the second half. And Kennesaw will finish with 41 points, 19 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 22 turnovers. Kennesaw will fall to 7-6 on the season and will be on the road tomorrow night at, they will be on the road on Friday at Franklin, who is 7-5 at this point of the season. So it should be an evenly matched ball game, Kennesaw at Franklin on Friday. We'll come back and take a look at the final numbers for the Giltner Hornets right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The Edwardshire product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school sports. Misco Sports postgame show continues, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat here with Giltner coach Matt Drew, but right now let's take a look at the numbers for the Giltner Hornets. They had 7 players score, and we will start with Dustin Hastings in the ball game tonight. Dustin had 6 points and 1 rebound. Ethan Kreitz in the contest tonight ended up with 8 points and 3 rebounds. Sean Finley had 3 points, 1 rebound. Jake Finley, 8 points, all in the first half for Jake tonight, 1 rebound of the ball game. Luke Richards had 6 points. Trevor Poppin had 4 points, a team-high 8 rebounds and 1 block. And Drew Ott, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 3 block shots. He had 12 in the third quarter to open up this gap from 5 points to 11 going into the fourth quarter. They eventually got it up to 16 and win the ball game. 10 rebounds first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. They did not attempt one in the fourth quarter. Turnovers, they kept it pretty even. 4 in each quarter, so 8 in each half for Giltner. 26 points at halftime, 31 in the second half. Their highest point total of the season by 1. 57 points, 21 rebounds, 11 out of 18 at the free throw line. 3 of 6 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, 16 turnovers. The Hornets remain perfect at 13-0 on the season with a 57-41 win over Kennesaw. And they play tomorrow night at Red Cloud. Red Cloud has yet to win a ball game, so I guess if you got to play back-to-back, maybe that's a good thing. You'll see some more kids in if Giltner can go out and get the job done. And Coach Matt Drew joins us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. We won't talk about that yet, but Matt, having not seen either team so far this year, this kind of, from the prep of the game, looked like the way both teams had played most of the year. You're right around your scoring average a little bit more. You had some trouble making some of those easier shots in the first half, but that changed in the second half. Did you do anything specific at halftime to free Drew up a little bit more?
Oh, no. We just told the rest of our team to calm down and keep looking at Drew. And the third quarter, most of his good shots were just him working his butt off on the offensive boards and running the floor hard and, hit our cuts a few times. We got the ball in a little bit easier. We started, I think, wearing him out there in the second half where we were getting open fast break points, so that was good.
Got off to a quick start. You're up 10-2. Then they make a little 7-point run. Probably gives them a little bit of confidence. They throw in a couple of threes, and they just kind of kept hanging around there this whole basketball game. You're finally able to shake them. Anything besides what Drew did that helped you? Your defense looked even stronger coming out at the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, we got out of our 1-3-1 that we run in the first quarter. In the second half, we just ran man-to-man, and we had some younger guys step up. Our seniors didn't play particularly well, but, Ethan Kreitz had a nice drive when they were kind of just staring at Drew, and we hit a few jumpers. Luke Richards there at the end with a nice elbow shot. So, we're still going to look to Drew to score the ball, but on defense we did a nice job stepping up. I don't think they got a layup in the second half, so that's kind of what we're looking for. They made some nice fadeaway jumpers, and if they're going to make those, they're going to make those. But I thought we played hand-in-the-face defense and did the best we could.
Yeah, you really made every shot pretty much contested for them in the ball game tonight. And one thing that shouldn't get overlooked is what Drew does defensively, especially the first half tonight. It looked like Kennesaw was going to try to not be afraid and pound that ball inside. And even when they did get it on popping or post up on somebody that Drew wasn't on, he'd step over and block the ball out of bounds, or he'd be there for the double team.
Yeah, and the first half when he was doing that, that was great. But our wings weren't doing a good job of taking his man, and they're getting a few offensive boards. And that's just something we got to work more on, is everyone getting the lane, and we got to close out hard. We looked a little slow-footed tonight. They were able 33 had a heck of a game against us, shot the ball well, drove on us a little bit better than we scouted him. So, you know, all the credit to him. But overall, we just got to execute our defense, covering up that backside block when Drew goes for those block shots. But he's definitely a game changer on both sides of the ball. You can't say enough good things about him.
Matt, both teams did use a lot of guys early on in the ball game. Were you expecting that?
I wasn't really expecting it from them. Some film they played six, some they played nine. We tried to play nine every night. We got those five starters. We got the four sophomores. So, you know, we have tremendous confidence in Hastings and Clyre and Dylan Hendricks. And Jake Finley hit those two huge threes in the first half. So our sophomores got to step in and play, and they do a great job. So we got exciting things for next year with seven of those guys coming back.
Well, you go to Red Cloud tomorrow, which without having any coach speak, if you guys go out and do what you're supposed to do, that's going to be win number 14 for you. Then you get into the conference tournament. Who besides you and Hampton has been making a little noise in the Crossroads?
I've been really impressed. BDS didn't play that well against us, but they have All-State kid with Techmeyer, and they went down the Mudeikis tournament and beat a good Pawnee City team and JCC, and they only lost to Johnson Brock, I believe. So, you know, those were two tremendous wins. Really made the CRC look good down there. You know, I think High Plains is always dangerous. Extra Milligan's got some young guys playing well. And that's who we play the winner of, is Extra Milligan, High Plains. And High Plains upset us 2 years ago when we were the two seed. So we're always scared of them, so respect them, I guess.
Well, Matt, pleasure watching you. Hopefully we'll get to see you again. Good ball club, and keep getting better. That's
yeah, thank you very much for coming to the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, see you.
That's the head coach of the victorious and unbeaten Giltner Hornets, Matt Drew, and we'll wrap things up from Kennesaw right after this timeout.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw, a full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Ann. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Again, in case you missed it earlier tonight at our girls game, it was Giltner falling to Kennesaw by a score of 42-31. Kennesaw now 7-6. Giltner goes to 4-9. Giltner got 9 points from Darby Hendricks, 8 from Shane Vaught and Danny Most. Most also had 7 rebounds and 3 blocks for Kennesaw. Rebecca Uden led the way with 15 points. Taylor Bitfield, 11 points, 8 rebounds and 2 blocks. And McKaylee Nielsen had 9 points in that ball game. And again, tomorrow night, we keep busy this week. There's sports every single night on Classic Hits. Tomorrow night, basketball, Kearney Catholic hosting Grand Island Central Catholic, scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock with the girls, followed by the state-rated boys matchup at 7:45. Wednesday, Tri-City Storm Hockey, they're on the road, Sioux Falls. Thursday, high school basketball, Shelton at Wood River, a little Highway 30 battle, 6 and 7:45. Friday, we've got Storm Hockey again for you. We will have Elm Creek Pleasanton on ESPN 1460, our AM station on Friday. And then Saturday afternoon, it is the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, and that is from Centura, scheduled to begin between 3 and 3:30 for the finals on Saturday. And that's what's coming up on Classic Hits, plus ESPN Radio Sunday has the NFL playoffs and basketball sprinkled in through the night. Right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550, fifth-ranked Pittsburgh leading third-ranked Syracuse at home 53-47 with 9 minutes to go. Pittsburgh was up 17-0 in that ball game and now lead it by 6. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Giltner. Misco's open 7 days a week with youth wrestling getting underway. They can get your kids ready to go with the shoes and the headgear, the knee pads, and, of course, the singlets. You don't know what you're doing. Your kid's getting in for the first time. That's why Steve and the gang are there at Misco Sports to help you out. Brand names like ASICS, Mattman, Adidas, and Brute. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying once again, the final score tonight in the girls' game, Kennesaw 42, Giltner 31, and Drew Ott's 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks keeps the Giltner boys unbeaten with a 57-41 win over Kennesaw tomorrow night, Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic. This is Doug Duda saying once again, thanks to our many sponsors and to all the fine folks here at Kennesaw, including Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great evening, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.